Hey folks, Jim here, producer of Around the House Show. You're loving the audio tips right now, but here's something new. Our full-length episodes and expert interviews are now on YouTube as video, so you can watch the demos, tool close-ups, and guest interviews, or just hit play and listen like a regular podcast. Just search Around the House Show on YouTube, hit that red subscribe button, and turn on notifications. It's free, and you'll get the best of both worlds, visual how-tos when you want them, audio when you're on the go. Don't forget to subscribe on your podcast app, too. Thanks. And now back to the show.
Now just gotta get you on the radio. Yeah, you gotta get out.
You got to get on the radio. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement each Saturday. Welcome to hour number two. And guess what? If you missed the first hour, it's okay. It's in a podcast. So you can jump onto SoundCloud, iTunes, anywhere else out there that you get podcasts and check it out there. It's just going to be Around the House with Eric G. Welcome back. We're going to have an important show ahead for the second hour, but I want you to join us in the conversation, 503-417-9595 or 877-733-1011. Well, I'm going to dive back into the Wayback Machine a little bit, and, well, you'll have to find out.
Huh.
Oh, is it not going to play for me?
Buying? Flowers not growing? Are you making a mountain out of your molehill? Well, Handyman Bob and Eric G. have some answers. This is Yard and Garden Time on Around the House.
Well, it's all going to fall, whether we like it or not. Best I can tell, the world's going to hell, and we're all going to miss it.
You've got to have a little bit of fun with these things. Well, there is a new appliance out, and it's an interesting appliance. Well, even more interesting is that you can actually put this in your kitchen. It's the size of a dishwasher. So it's 24 inches wide, 34 and a half inches tall. And you can mount it in like a wine cooler or anything else. This is made by Danby. It's their Fresh Eco 24-inch home herb grower. So it is basically your own nice herb-growing machine that goes in there. It's got the light. It's got the water. It's got everything you need to grow your herbs inside all year round. Super cool. The other thing is, well, they've marketed a little bit, I think, too, is as your herb grower as well, you could do some nice starts if you're in Oregon legally. You could actually grow your own cannabis in there as well. So thought that was kind of interesting that you're starting to see companies not only jump onto the growing things inside your house. I mean, if you had an apartment with no other outside thing, I mean, that's really cool. You can do a lot with that. But you can also grow herbs in it if you just want to do your own thing. But you're starting to see more companies coming out with things like that, that you can actually grow these things inside in a very nice humidity controlled thing. If you wanted to, I mean, it'd be great if you're in a condo apartment or you just aren't very good at taking care of plants outside. You can actually do something with that. So yeah,
especially like you were saying, like a condo, if you don't have a space to actually have a garden or something like that, and you do like to, you know, grow your own produce or your own herbs or rosemary or whatnot, you can have this in your home. And I mean, it keeps you from, say you go to the store and you buy a bunch of oregano, for example.
Oh, I could put that at home and Julie would be super stoked to have that in the kitchen.
Absolutely.
I mean, 100%. Cause I mean, that would be super easy to do. And in wintertime when it's just not great to have it outside, it's awesome with that.
Hey,
let's jump out to a call here. Let's jump out to Mike and Sandy. Welcome to Around the House.
Whoop.
Mike, I can't hear you there. I lost you there someplace. We'll get you back on hold here and find you. Here's the thing here that let's try this one more time here. Let me see if I can get out to...
We're checking with Mike
okay.
now.
We'll get him out there. Let's try it again here.
Mike and Sandy?
Mike, are you there? Oh, all right. We'll come back and try those technical difficulties out here in a second. Not sure what's going on. Mike, stay tuned there. We'll get back to you in a second. So one of the things we're going to talk about this hour here, and one of the things that I want to make sure that we dive into, and this is kind of an important subject. You know, demo day. Demo day is the biggest, funnest, craziest thing on television out there. When you're diving into when you're diving into a project, you see the people swinging hammers. You see all those things going on. Well, guess what? You can cause more damage if you don't do this correctly. And what I don't like with that is that you see demo day on television. It is a nightmare because you're seeing the host with a hammer, everything else going on. And if you don't do this correctly, you're going to create a ton more damage. You're going to create a big mess. And third, you might have some bigger problems with, well, just kind of getting, well, things fixed after the case, because you see guys coming in there taking the kitchen cabinets out with a sledgehammer. The only time I'd say that that's a good plan is if they're glued and nailed and everything else to the wall and you can't do anything with them. Those are what I call made for TV moments that I sure don't want to play around with. And you got to be careful with that. And we're going to dive into something here in just a minute. I want to jump in here. Let's try going out to Mike one more time. Mike, you there? All right, we are not been able to get Mike here. Let me stick him on hold. We've got something going on in the control room, I think, that's not getting there. So
I'll tell you, I know that he is asking about installing AC himself.
Yeah, let's see. Maybe we can, we're getting him on hold there. Let me see. I think we'll have our producer go back in, and maybe we can fire that from the control room here and see what we can do. But I'm going to talk about this hour. We're going to be diving into really starting to talk about demo. And demo is such a big thing. And with the new rules in Portland that are going to be out there for more people out there, we got to be really careful, because there are some new demo rules that are starting out here in Portland that is changing demolition. And so I want to make sure that we dive into that here. Are we ready to try to let's try one more time here. Mike and Sandy, welcome to Around the House.
Hi, can you hear me now?
Oh, great, man. Thanks. We got it figured out. Thanks for diving in and being patient with us. What can I help you with today, Mike?
No problem. Thanks for taking my call. I've got a 1,500 square foot house. I've got four window air conditioners, and I'd like to go and install central air.
Okay.
Is that something you can do, a regular homeowner could do?
You know, that's a tough DIY project, to be honest, because there's a lot of calculations with that. But what you can do, and I guess, so you have window air conditioners. Do you have like a central heat system in that, or do you have like wall heat and things like that? What are you working with?
I have central heat.
Yeah, unless you've got a friend that really, really knows AC well, that's a tough DIY install, because you've got a lot of tools like to pump down to charge the Freon lines and stuff that are in there. You've got to have the right vacuum pump. You got to have the right gauges. You got to know what you're doing with that stuff. I've installed it myself, and it was basically going to the end of my DIY abilities, and I'd call myself on the expert level from that point of view. So that's a tough one. Now, there are ways to do, without going that way, to do the mini splits, where you can buy, for instance, with Pyramid Heating and Cooling, you can deal with them, and they have a self-install kit where they will help you walk through and do an install of the mini split systems in those kind of situations where you put in the smaller units. But I would sure go out and just get some good estimates from people. Now, you could do some of the prep work yourself on that, where you put in the pad outside for the compressor and maybe run some of the electrical over there. I think you could do a lot of the work and get yourself set up to save some money that way, though.
Okay. I can do that much, yeah. I look online and I can see the stuff. I can buy it for about half of what they want to install it, and I'm just curious. I've never done it before.
Yep, sounds good, man. That's what I would do. It's a trade craft out there, and it's tough doing it yourself on that. But what I would do, I dive in and just make sure that goes for you that way, and I just bring the professional in to make sure. And the bonus of that is you're gonna have a warranty with it of the certified install that's gonna make a big difference too down the road.
Okay, that's true. Yeah.
So,
all right, thank you.
Yeah, all right, Mike, thanks for calling in. Thanks for calling into Around the House, man. I appreciate it. So, that's a great question. Man, where did the time go? We're going to go back out to break here. When we come back, we're going to be talking about demo and what you do just as soon as Around the House returns.
Now, back to a Northwest News and Information Weekend on FM News 101 KXL.
Welcome back. back to Around the House with Eric G. Rocking out on a Saturday afternoon, having a good time here in the station. Dan and I are talking home improvement with you today. This is what we do on each Saturday. If you missed hour one, don't fret. It's all up, going to be up on the internet here pretty quick, where you can check that whole thing, and you're going to be able to listen to SoundCloud, iTunes, anywhere else you can catch it out
Alexa.
There. Alexa, Stitcher, name the format. I think we've got it out there now. So I want you to join in the conversation, though. We're talking demolition. We're talking about tearing down inside your own little projects, from maybe tearing out a kitchen, a bathroom, a deck, whatever, or even your own home. So numbers in the studio, 503-417-9595 or 877-733-1011. So pick a number, grab one, join in the conversation with us. There's a big deal that happened here, and there hasn't been a lot of press on it, in the city of Portland. And I think this is going to affect everybody, because a lot of this is based on national safety stuff. So this is based on the federal lead paint rules, based upon the federal asbestos stuff. But they have now changed the demolition rules in Portland to reflect that. And guess what? We now took what would be maybe a $15,000 demolition of a house. And I love protecting historical places. Don't get me wrong. I like old homes. However, these new rules where they're going to have to go through and remediate the lead and basically asbestos out of the project beforehand could take that $15,000 teardown and make it a $50,000 or $60,000 teardown. And that is now going to be very expensive, because now you have to take that land that you just purchased for, there is no cheap land in Portland. And now you just threw, instead of 15 grand on it, maybe 60 grand to it. Now here's the problem. That you also have to have an asbestos, basically, inspector on hand, making sure that they're not finding any new lead paint or asbestos in it. I mean, this was all based around lead paint, don't get me wrong. And I talked to Handyman Bob about this in detail yesterday, because he's a real expert on it, because that's what he does for a living. So we were talking about this, and it's going to be interesting to see how this affects things. But if you read through the details, and that's where I kind of got a little geeky on it, going through the City of Portland page, that they have a demolition means removal of all exterior walls above the foundation. A major alteration means removing 50% more of the exterior walls above the foundation. So that's kind of what they call the difference between, you know, a major alteration or a demolition. But if you're tearing the stuff out, you've got to follow these new rules. Now, my concern is, okay, you're a homeowner. Does your insurance cover that?
That's a big difference. Four times more.
Yeah. So if you've got insurance on your house to replace it, if you have a fire or flood or whatever it is, earthquake, I don't know, whatever you're talking about.
Outside of your control.
Is your insurance company going to cover that additional expense in the City of Portland that now has to happen? Because if you've got an old home and it's in a nicer area, you've got a pretty decent chance that there's some lead paint around there someplace, especially on outside siding. And you might not even see it. You could have great cedar on the outside of it, but there could be a layer underneath there that's got tons of lead paint on it. Or do you have asbestos down there under the three layers down on your kitchen floor? Who knows? Is your insurance covering that? So I don't know. And I'll be honest, that's something that everybody out there that lives in Portland should be asking their insurance adjuster to make sure you're covered, because I don't have the answer to that. And you need to find out, because again, you've now taken what would be a $15,000 demo that's going to come out of that money if in your house. You know, if you got a catastrophe, not good. You're in a tough time already. But I want to make sure you're covered with that, because when you come around, man, if you didn't budget for another $45,000, you got a problem. Now, what I'm hearing too, and I'm hearing some rumors out there, no one wants to go on the record with this, but I'm also starting to see liability-wise on these kind of projects where they're high profile. Maybe there's people in the neighborhood that are not happy that this house is being torn down. Some of these demolition contractors are going to start running into not finding asbestos people that want to go out there and deal with that. Because these demo companies that are starting to do this stuff, there's going to be a few of them out there that I think are going to go, wow, I just don't want to get in the middle of the mess, because there's a big liability for them in this. Because if they don't do the paperwork right, if they don't do any of that stuff right, and they've got a bunch of people making complaints, things like that, that opens a big can of worms for them. And I think that the more we see that, you're going to see less. And all that does is make it more expensive, because if you've only got a handful of companies out there that'll do this correctly and follow the codes, guess what?
Price goes up.
Price goes up. So I think that's going to be something that's going to have to work their way out. I get why they're doing it. I want everybody safe. I don't want the house next door to me, if I had a house like that that was getting torn down, covered my property with lead and asbestos dust. I totally get that. However, that's going to be an expensive process, and I don't think they did take into account what the costs of that are going to be. Now, here's the other thing that got interesting that slid into this as well. If you get into a house prior than 1911, there's also some deconstruction rules in there, where it means you got to actually tear it down by hand. Ooh. Yeah. So dive into this stuff. I found this stuff online on the City of Portland stuff, but you know that. So basically, this is all effective July 1, 2018, demolitions of structures with 1 to 4 dwelling units and accessory structures over 200 square feet must implement these site control measures. So that's kind of where this goes. Now, there's also all these other different things you got to follow with this as well. And again, this is city government for you, but you have to fill out your intent to demolish with your demolishing plan. There could be 60-day appeals. There's a lot of other processes that go through this to get
red
there.
Tape.
But that's the interesting stuff of that. So, and there's also that whole, if the structure was built in 1916 or earlier, then you have to, the structure has to have a historic resource subject to demolition delay stuff, where you've got to go through and make sure it's not a historical building before it gets done. So I understand all this stuff. I get it. But there's got to be some cost controls with that as well, because that kind of concerns me that in our day of trying to come up with affordable housing for people, that's going to get awful expensive for people that you're adding, you know, if you're tearing down a house and you just added $45,000 to the price of that house, that's not helping affordable housing at all.
Right. And well, I'm trying to think, you know, say, for example, you've got, you're in a family home, nice, good amount of acreage, you know, you got a good piece of land in a very, now what's now a high demand area. Think about Foster in Southeast Portland right now.
Sure.
So, and what's going to happen if these people, like, should, if you've thought about selling your property and you weren't really sure, I think you might want to do it now, because that price might go down with all of this red tape that they're going to have to pay for to demolish your building.
It might be a good time to do that. We're going to have to see how that plays out.
Yep.
But anyway, out there, can't say I didn't warn you. That just popped up here on July 1st. And I guess supposedly they were supposed to be following the rules before that. There was an interim thing on it, but I don't think that was really being followed too well. But those are the rules now, and I'm just the messenger. But be careful out there, because these are all things that are going to get us caught up into some of these problems. So, all right, when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the missteps you can make when you're doing demo day. That's the fun time when you're destroying stuff, just as soon as Around the House returns. Around the House with Eric G.
Touching hands.
Man, we've been having fun here this afternoon. This is good time on talking about home improvement and one of my favorite subjects, demo day.
Getting rid of stuff.
I love demo day. That's a fun time when you're destroying stuff. But you know, the problem is, people run into problems out there. Hey, real quick, I want to mention, though, this segment Around the House is brought to you by Adair Homes, building quality custom, affordable custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years. AdairHomes.com, CCB number 593. Here's the thing with demo. If you're hiring someone to do it, you might be costing yourself as much or more money doing the demo yourself. And here's why. What you got to be careful with out there is when a contractor comes in, this is surgery, not nuclear war. When you come in and you've watched Home and Garden TV, DIY Network, all those things, and you're in there with the sledgehammer and you're going for the big media moment, you're probably breaking a bunch of stuff that's going to have to get fixed on top of it. It's damaging. You can do a ton of damage to things out there. And if you want to join in, I want to hear your stories of bad demo day too. 877-733-1011, 877-733-1011, or 503-417-9595. Now, When a contractor comes in, first thing they're doing, if they're doing this right, and if you've got an older home, they're going to come in and they're going to test for lead and asbestos, because these are two things that can be expensive, and these are two things that you got to get abated and taken care of if you're going to disturb it. Plain and simple, federal law, no debates on this. It's what it is. And if you go in there and say you're going to take that on yourself, and you go through that in the back of your pickup truck, and you show up at your local transfer station, they might turn you away. Now you're going to pay a lot more money because you got to have the tester come in and test it and prove that it came out of your house and not somebody else's. So that can cost you a lot more money if you're not following those rules. Second of all, one of the more important ones is if you're not testing, and I say test, 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 get it all done. The thing is if you go in there and only do half the demo, they're going to charge you for demo anyway many times, because when they come through and do demo, they cap off the plumbing. They do all these different things that usually they will do on demo day. They're going to get all the nails up. They're going to get all the flooring up. They're going to get all the drywall and insulation taken out, and it's going to be a clean deal ready to start to work. It's hard to go through and do that because you're pulling every nail that you missed out of the wood. You're getting everything ready to go. A lot of people get really tired of it. I can't tell you how many homeowners that I've seen do this. Oh, I'm going to save money. I'll do demo. Really, demo is not expensive. The most expensive part is hauling it out. So that's where it gets interesting. So that's one of those things that you got to be really careful. Hey, we're going to try seeing if we can work through these technical difficulties here. Let's go out to Donna in Oregon City. Welcome to Around the House. Oh, we don't have Donna there. Let me try this one more time here. Welcome to Around the House, Donna.
Thank you. I'm not calling about demolition, but I am calling about rust stains on my cement patio from metal chairs. And can I remove that, those?
Yeah, there are rust removers out there that's for concrete that you can get if you go onto Amazon. And you can get it there. A lot of the home centers have them. There are concrete rust removers that you can put on there that'll actually remove that out of there. It's a little rough to use, so you want to use rubber gloves, but they do make, you know, there's a lot of companies that make stuff that'll take rust out of concrete for you, and it'll really take it off there. So.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, Donna. Thanks for calling in to Around the House. Yeah, that's one thing that's really easy. I mean, I've gone through and done like muriatic acid and stuff like that, but you got to be careful because you can actually etch that concrete with it. And so sometimes you'll end up with a bright, nice, shiny new piece of concrete right there with how it looks. So you might have to do a little bit more cleaning when you go across the whole thing. And but yeah, that rust, you'll see that too with people that maybe apply their fertilizer, their iron fertilizer, a little bit too heavily on the driveway, where you'll get that across there too. And so there's a couple chemicals out there that you can get online that'll remove that off of there. And there's some good stuff out there. I'm not going to mention them by brand names, but we've got some good ones out there that'll work really well and pretty easy to do. Should be pretty good.
Your local hardware store carry that?
Yeah, hardware store. You'll have it. You'll find it most Ace Hardwares. You'll find it at Home Depot, Lowe's, all the different bug box stores. You can go in and just look at the different ones and make your choice. I don't have a favorite one out of that. And so if I don't have a favorite one, I'm not going to.
Yep.
Not going to throw one out there because I haven't used it on that before. I've gone all these old school and muriatic acid and just kind of nuked it off there. Let's get back to the subject on hand since we helped Donna out there. Here's the thing. When you're doing demo, you got to really get to know what's going to be on, what's behind those walls. You might be swinging that hammer at the thing and not know that you got a water line back there. Guess what? Before you start that demo, rule number one. Know where your water shutoff is, because if you bust a line being careless, or if you've got brittle pipes, that's a problem. Make sure you got that taken care of. Make sure you know where that is. If when in doubt, turn it off. You know, shut off the power first before you get in there. Make sure that you've got the tester. You go around and check every outlet and make sure that's off, because you don't want to get bit by that. You don't want to start a fire. You know, make sure that you've got those things in there. And that's part of demo, is really making sure that you're preventative and making sure that you're going in and getting it all out of there. But the biggest part of that is just going to come down to safety, you know, dust masks. You know, when a contractor goes in there to do demo, they're going to generally put up curtain walls, dust curtain walls. They're going to have that whole thing dialed in and where it's clean. Because I tell you what, a small project when you're dealing with drywall is going to sit there and put dust all over the place. So, all right, let's jump out here real quick. I'm going to fit this one here and here real quick. Kathy in Vancouver, welcome to Around the House.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your taking my call.
No problem.
I had a bathroom floor remodel. I had a leaky toilet and there was water damage. Well, we got rid of the water damage and the smell.
Okay.
And then they put down particle board. Now, most of the particle board they put down was old, but there were a couple pieces that were new.
Okay.
Now, in one section, the newer particle board doesn't smell, but I'm continually getting smell out of the coving out of this one small area. Now, I have been using a fan a couple times a day to get rid of the smell, and then I have these bags that absorb odor. I'm wondering if there is something I can do to, you know, to...
What kind of what kind of flooring do you have in there? Is that vinyl flooring that you have in there?
Yes,
Okay. Here's my concern. I'm wondering if that smell you're getting is the toilet not being sealed correctly around that. They didn't get that toilet installed correctly.
Oh, you think that might be what it is?
Yeah, because that vinyl doesn't tend to let a lot of gases or smell through it. So if you're getting it up in there...
What about the particle board?
Particle board, yeah. I hate to say it. That vinyl's going to do a fairly decent job of sealing that off in there. You're not going to get as much smell out of that. I would be concerned if that vinyl was installed correctly. I don't think you're going to get much smell up through there. I think the biggest thing you're going to get is maybe gas leaking around, you know, the sewage gas coming around and leaking around the toilet if it wasn't that wax seal wasn't done correctly.
It's not that. It's not near the toilet. It's in a corner where there's... It's not where the toilet is.
Okay, then... If it's not coming out there, I mean, it could be. Here's the thing, too, is if you've got that seal leaking and it's getting around, you know, it could be getting some smell coming up underneath on the other side of the vinyl. That vinyl is kind of a vapor barrier in a way. So it's not going to come around there. But if you're still getting it around there, then you might have another problem going on besides that. If they replaced all of the particle board that was damaged, and I mean damaged as in water damaged,
yeah, they did.
There shouldn't be too much smell coming up from the rest of the old particle board that's in there, unless it was water damaged. That stuff has got so much glue in it, it's not going to take too much smell, and the vinyl's going to seal that off. I think you might have more water damage someplace else that you're smelling through that area of the cove. Maybe it's back in that wall or something.
Oh, you think it was back in the wall? And
it could be. It could be. You could be getting it from there. Undamaged particle board that was next to doesn't really give off much of a smell. I haven't had too much of a problem with that. And I've never run into that before. And I've seen tons and tons of it. I think you might have another problem, or it's just things gassing off from the work that's being done before. But that's what I'd be worried about.
Well, I think it was, it's like a wood smell. And it's not a musty smell or any, you know.
Okay. You might be getting some of the smell just from the other wood and stuff, because that stuff's going to off-gas itself. So the new particle board, you might be getting some of that smell from there, But that's going to be my best guess. I would have your contractor come out that did the work and have them double-check and do it. Kathy, thanks so much for calling in. We got to run out to break here because we're up against the hour. 45 minutes. Man, this time has gone quick. When we jump back, we're going to answer a few more of our little topic questions here just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House. Man, this has been a quick 2 hours today.
It always seems to go just fly by.
It does. It does. We have a good time in here. And thanks for everybody calling in today and participating in the show. If you missed all of it, don't worry. If you're just joining us, it's all going to be up on SoundCloud pretty soon. If you want to find out, there's a one-stop shop for Around the House stuff. If you go over to aroundthehouseonline.com, you can go to the website and you'll find everything right there in one easy spot. And make sure you follow us on Facebook. Facebook is going to be the quickest way to get a lot of this information, because I've got videos posted up. A lot of the things we talked about, like that Danby plant grower that could go in your kitchen, that's its own unit. I've already got that up on Around the House with Eric G. So you can go over there on Facebook, look at it. The link's there. It's pretty affordable. You can get all the information on it right there if you're interested. So like, follow us on Facebook. That's the best place to be. And then next week, we'll talk a little bit about my Instagram account as well, because we've got a lot of different ways that we're out there every single day giving information or new tools. And just like today being National Tape Measure Day,
we want to make it easy for you.
We do.
So, speaking of Facebook, one of the cool things about being on Facebook with us is you can send us an email if we're talking about something and it seems like, you know, oh, hey, what about this? We've got Aiden out in Tigard actually just sent us an email. We were talking about, you know, making sure that there aren't any electrical lines or water pipes when you're doing some demo. Also, want to make sure that there are no gas lines in the walls because you definitely don't want to bash into your wall and then...
That could be an explosive problem.
Very bad.
Yeah. Really,
very bad.
Yeah, we've seen some stuff in Portland here just locally about what happens when that gas line gets broken in construction and people get hurt and some buildings get destroyed. Yeah. So not a good thing. So, yeah, any of those gas, water, power, just make sure. And you got to be careful. And he was explaining in that email that, I mean, just as simple as hanging a picture can be tough. So... that's the thing that I always recommend, too, when you're out there doing DIY projects. Do a little bit more research. Get yourself a nice stud finder. And there's stud finders out there that are starting to tell you what's behind the wall a little bit better. It'll tell you if there's an electrical line back there. But you got to make sure that and use some common sense when you're putting that screw in the wall for a hanger. Or if you hit that hard thing, you might be hitting a pipe. I've done that before with a pretty decent stud finder that thought the plastic pipe back there that was the CPVC
that you love,
that I love so much, not was sitting there, and it thought it was a stud. So I'm hanging my TV. Guess what happens? Boom. Now I got a water pipe problem. So you got to be careful with all that stuff. Now, actually, what I do is I've got one of the... it's going to sound like a Milwaukee commercial. I've got a Milwaukee temperature finder where it's got the little LCD screen on it. It tells you what the wall temperature or what the temperature is of things. And so I actually can go on there. I'll turn on the hot water above and make sure it'll show up on the wall. You'll see where the hot water line is in that wall.
And you can see where all your pipes are.
All your pipes are with that. So all you have to do is turn on, especially when it's warm outside, you can turn on the hot and cold water upstairs if you have water in that and you want to know where those are at. You can see it through that wall many times. You'll see that heat coming through there. It'll kind of give you an idea where that is. So it's not a bad way to go. It's kind of like X-ray vision in a way. Not too bad.
Technology.
Yep.
Loving it.
Hey, if it'll keep me from blowing up pipes and finding some of this other stuff, I'm cool with that. Trust me. But yeah, we've had a great discussion about demo. We're going to have some fun stuff coming up next week as well. We're going to be diving into more home improvement projects. One of the subjects I want to dive into as well is going to be what to do and how to deal with contractors and people out there that are putting high pressure sales tactics out there. It's something I'm kind of concerned about. I've seen a lot of people with that. So I really want to talk about that, just have an open conversation about that. So I know you've got some subjects to hit as well.
I do. We keep trying to hit it, and I try and fit it in when I can. It's the top 10 most procrastinated DIY things around your house. And, the number one thing is...
Well, guess what? That's all the time we got for this week. Our executive producer, Dean Vodder, for making the show sound great. And most of all, though, we want to thank you for listening. We want you to join us next week from noon to 2, where once again we talk about maintenance, repair, designing, remodeling, and renovation of your home. Until then, be sure you do what you love. Love what you do. This is the Radio Northwest Network. I'm Eric G, and you've been listening to Around the House.
The House with Eric G is produced by Alpha Media USA in association with Design by Eric G, LLC. All rights reserved, copyright 2018. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast on AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with chalk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
We're all over the radio.
If I could dream
it. Is your website losing you money instead of making it?
Slow load times, outdated design, or a clunky mobile experience could be driving those customers away. At SiteHypeDesigns.com, we turn bad websites into high-performing, customer-winning machines. Our expert designers create sleek, fast, and SEO-optimized sites that don't just look good, they convert visitors into paying customers. Don't let a weak website hold you back. Visit SiteHypeDesigns.com today for a free website audit and discover how we can take your business to the next level. SiteHypeDesigns.com. Websites that work as hard as you do.
For our Around the House listeners, use promo code ERICG for a free website audit and a free half-hour consultation call.